show you how to use it. Then come along with me and put your mind at ease. Less conversation, a little more action. All this aggravation ain't satisfaction in me. Grab your coat and let's start walking. Come on.
I'm looking for complication, looking to the That's right. The old double shot of the Foo Fighters as we usually start the show. Hi, boys and girls. Welcome to the Giddy Up on this 14th day of April, as Chris was just asking me. Today we are... Giddy Up, asshats. Anyways, we are joined by a very special guest, a very good friend of the show, the unofficial mayor of Medford, the mustache of Medford. There's homeless people living under his mustache. It's so big. Frankie and Bergamo, welcome aboard, sir.
Hey, thank you very much. Thank you for having me, Paulie.
You're welcome.
Love the Giddy Up. It's a lot of fun. It's a blast.
It's the only fun show on this station, I think.
It's the best. Number one.
It is.
Yeah.
And, of course, sitting across from me is the beautiful, lovely, talented Chris the Funny Man Ridgway. Hello.
Hello, hello. So I'm Chris the Funny Man this week.
All right, the funny man, Chris Ridgway.
Wait. You mean there was where all the flyers turned back?
And, there you go. Now we can hear you.
Yes, exactly.
You can't lean back, you know. You gotta just think.
You should be able to a little bit with these things.
Well, if you had one of those Gene Rayburn microphones from Match Game, they're like 2 feet long. It was Gene Rayburn, right?
Sure, okay.
I wasn't sure. Of course, nobody's sitting in that empty seat. Is DJ Carla Di Barreto, and
she is listening in.
Okay, well, she's listening in. We love you. We miss you. But she had some personal issues with her computer, so I guess...
she had a what?
A personal issue with the computer. She downloaded too much porn, and her hard drive crashed.
It's in the cloud! The cloud!
So she won't be making it today. No, but happy Good Friday, everybody.
Yes. That's right.
If that's what you celebrate or whatever.
If you partake.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to have a nice fish dinner later.
Oh, yeah?
Beautiful.
I don't know. No, I think I have a big steak. A big butt steak.
I don't eat meat. I eat steak.
That's what it is. All right, anyways, kids, 2:18 in the afternoon. And let's see. It's going to be a beautiful, beautiful weekend. I'll tell you. I can't wait. Easter Sunday is going to be in the 80s.
Yep.
Right now it's 53 degrees in the beautiful state of Medford, Mass.
What is it?
53?
I think it's like 60.
Well, I haven't... No, it's 53. Well, from the 7 News weather.
Oh, you know 7 News, how good they are.
Yes, that's all I watch.
It's great.
It's better than Fox.
Yeah.
It's better than porn.
It is 53.
Are you kidding? I sit there naked in front of the TV watching those broads.
Hey, we have our annual parade this year. Our annual parade coming up.
That was a couple weeks ago, and I did the show by myself.
Oh,
but,
okay.
The parade was the next day. It was on the Saturday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was a year ago we did that?
That was a year ago. Yeah. And you were supposed to be on the show that day, remember?
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll have to pull out the archives someday and hear it.
Yeah. That was a great show. Yes, sir. Yeah.
You know what they do? How it goes? It goes, you want to be an actress, you do movies. Then after movies, you go down to television. Then you go down to, like, you know, network news. This pornography, and then Channel 7.
Okay.
So when they fail out of porn, they go to Channel 7.
they dip into the pool?
Yes, exactly.
So when they get fired from, from Channel 7, they just join porn.
Yeah.
And get spit out of the bottom of the porn
Pretty
industry.
Much. Yeah,
yeah, okay.
Yeah,
or when they get spit out of the bottom
porn
of
industry,
the
industry,
they go to Channel 7. All right.
It depends. It can go either way.
I stand corrected.
Big turnover. They
cannot finish a story. I mean, at least we crack each other up and we can finish the news.
I'm going to tell you, Chris, I watch Channel 7, the news, every day.
I do too.
I watch the weather. I have no idea what they're talking about because I don't even listen.
Yeah.
I'm too busy checking out everyone.
Yeah, I mean,
pretty girl, Jotty Ann.
That Ryan Sieg.
Ryan
Schultz is a
hottie. It all starts and ends with Jotty Ann Thomas.
Right.
It absolutely does. Yeah, she's hotter than hot.
Yeah. Then every once in a while, you put on the mornings, on the weekends, they have whatever Fleabag showed up for work that day. And it's like, oh my God.
All right. So we're going to take a quick break, play a couple tunage, come back with some shout outs, and maybe talk about what we're going to do for Easter or what's going on in the world. while Chris looks up some silly stories. And you want to take us out, Chris, maybe?
Yes, you are listening to the Giddy Up on 91.5 WMFO in beautiful, historic Medford.
That's right. Oh, wait, I got a good song here. Hold on. An oldie but a goodie. We'll be right back, kids.
She stood in the street, smiling from her head to her feet. I said, hey, what is this? Now, baby, maybe, maybe she's in need of a kiss. I said, hey, what's your name, baby? Maybe we can see things the same. Now, don't you wait, oh, hesitate. Let's move. She said,
All right, kids. Welcome back to the Giddy Up. That was a little rock and roll band from Boston. And, of course, All Right Now by Free, an oldie but a goodie. And that's what we're all about here at the Giddy Up. Some rock and roll band, some rock and roll, all rock and roll bands, actually. Welcome back, kids. 2:29 in the afternoon. And Chris thinks it's 59, but it's really 53.
We're splitting hairs here.
We are. Hey, you ever wonder...
Oh, I got 60.
Speaking of splitting hairs, have you ever look in the mirror 61. And ever wonder which one of your hairs was the oldest? I don't know, sorry.
Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me?
It's got to be the I am. I'm in a wicked joke mood today. I've been cracking jokes to and nobody. I was cracking jokes in the mirror when I got in the shower this morning.
That's a good sign. That's a good sign.
That one writes itself.
You know what it is? This weather brings it out in you. It so does. It just puts you in a good state of mind, a good mood. You know?
Beautiful old.
Absolutely. Even though it's 53, it's still beautiful.
Hey, Paul, you know how many cases of Tab were sold in the United States?
Now, why are you going to bring it? Of course you're going to bring it up, right?
Yeah.
Because I still drink Tab, and I don't know, a lot of you kids probably don't even know what Tab is. It was the first diet soda ever made. One calorie Tab. I think Christy Brinkley did the first commercial for it, if I'm not mistaken.
No, he's actually B. Author. Yeah.
B. Author never looked like that, that's for sure. That's for damn sure.
Oh, drink Tab. I'm Beatrice Author.
No. She does the commercial for Pellegrino.
By the way, 3 million cases were sold in the United States. I think this looks like a couple of years back.
And I'm responsible for two of them. 2 million.
2.8 million you're responsible for.
No doubt. I've been drinking it my whole life.
So if you actually go to their Wikipedia, you're on it.
I am. This is a picture of me drinking a Tab.
Probably should be on there.
Like this?
They should be paying you.
I used to have a Tab t-shirt when I was younger. I'm not even kidding.
Man, you were all in. You're wow. all in.
That's great.
And you know what? Years ago, they had to take it off the shelves for a little while because they found it gave, what do they call it?
Bladder cancer to rats.
Does it say that on the Wikipedia? Yeah. It did. Yep. And they took it off the shelves for a while and changed it from, I don't know, what was the thing? Saccharin?
Saccharin, exactly.
Yeah, okay. Yep. So, I don't care. I'm not a rat, so I didn't get any cancer. Anyways, you done with the Tab? Well, I'm not done with my Tab. No.
When you're done, I'll be done.
All right, well, I'm going to shotgun it.
That's all right.
I get some vodka in there. All right, it's that time of the show, boys and girls. 2:32 in the afternoon where we appreciate, never depreciate, but honor you for listening to the Giddy Up. So,
oh, yeah.
The shout out time. And Christopher, the funny man, Ridge. I know I did it again. Ridgeway.
Right, the funny man.
We'll just call you Ridge.
No, whatever you want, except for late for dinner. That's all I can say.
Well, you're late for the show, but.
Now, traffic.
All right, take it away, Christopher.
All right, so today is the 14th day of April, 2017. First and foremost, I do want to give a shout out to our co hostess. The lovely DJ, Carla D, who is tending to computer matters.
Yes, trying to erase all that porn on her computer.
Or download more. I'm not sure which one it is. It's in the cloud, Carla. It's in the cloud. Don't worry about it.
Oh, we're going to have... You know, I was looking forward to Carla's Corner with Frankie chiming in as well. That's sick. Hey, if you get rid of that porn early enough... Carla, why don't you give us a call in with Carla's Corner?
Yeah, why not?
Cool. Yeah,
yeah,
nice.
Once again, calling in, it's 885-915-9636.
I think she knows the number.
I don't know it. I just arbitrarily dialed numbers and hope I get you.
What number? No. 915, Chris.
Yeah, 915.
I know. It took you only a month to realize it was 915.
A month would be very generous.
Okay.
It was like 3 or 4. I think I figured out a month ago.
He had an epiphany one week, Frankie, when I was giving out the number to call in. And I said, 855-915-9636. And he goes, oh, my God, 915, I get it now. because it's 91.9.
Right. That's right.
He's the smartest guy I know.
855. Is this an area code? No, it's a toll free number. Oh, so they use the 855 prefix for that. All right, so batting lead off.
So we got one out of the way in 5 minutes.
All right, 2:34 right now. I suppose by 3:04 we'll be done.
Probably.
Jennifer Kanterzinski lead them, our super fan out in Salem, Massachusetts.
Yep.
Followed by the lovely Dawn Chase.
Yes. Love you, Dawn.
Yeah, and it was nice having an unexpected visit last week from our good friend Eric Wilson.
It was.
Yes.
Although he wasn't on the air, but no. Yeah. He's like the side of the road guys, you know, that you call for assistance.
Yeah, yeah.
Roadside assistance.
By the way, we could give Eric's phone number out instead of AAA. It's a lot more effective and
it is, and he works for beer and food.
Yeah. And at least we know his GPS works where AAA's doesn't.
Absolutely.
Oh, man. Ma and Kim at Malden Trans, and I saw Kim.
Love you, Ma. Love you, Kim.
Visiting.
Kim is in Kentucky.
Yeah.
She left Wednesday afternoon, and she'll be there till Sunday.
Nice, nice.
Wow. Sunday night, she comes home. Because it's school vacation this week coming up.
Right, right. That's right.
Yes, so
right.
She went down to visit Dad's. And, they were... we called her last night, and they were out riding.
Wow. Oh, nice. Yeah. Good for her.
Yep.
By the way, she looks like she's 30 years younger.
Why?
Have you seen the pictures she's been posting? Oh, you see her all the time.
I see her every day.
Well, look, I saw a picture.
You know, she's been hitting the gym hard.
I haven't seen her in a few weeks. She looks like she's flipping 22 again. Jesus Christ.
Good.
God bless you.
That's great.
Good genes in your family. You know? Those short-ass jeans that you guys have.
Hey, what, I don't look 50?
No, actually, you don't, but that's what I was saying. I think that comes from the Schofield side.
Yeah, I believe so.
Yeah, yep. And also, shout-outs will continue with Billy Roderick, Dave Struffolino, Michael Scott Stewart of the Brigands, Andy Berry, Chrissy, another beautiful Brandt, and Bill at the Chuck Wagon Diner in Wakefield.
And we will see them. I don't know if you have decided yet, but we will see them on Easter Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
My sister is doing Easter Sunday at the diner.
Oh, very good. That's excellent.
Yeah. And I'm doing like three dishes, and they're doing ham and prime rib.
Beautiful.
Oh, come on.
All for the
fantastic
donut.
Nice.
That's all right.
So, you know, you and Rob,
keep it in mind. We'll talk off air. How's that?
Okay, yep.
Okay, so we also have Christina Atwell. I'm sorry, I got stuck on prime rib. Rifle Bobo, Chase Carson of the prime rib. I mean, of the time tunnel. Right here on this
prime rib
between 10 and midnight. So if you want some prime rib, I mean baby making music.
Oh, and then have prime rib after.
There you go.
With the baby making music, yeah.
Baby making music, a little, you know, get the au jus going.
Au jus.
Au jus.
Au jus? What is au jus?
I don't know. I couldn't think
it's
of
it. It's au jus.
God bless you.
Oh, good Lord.
Tracy McKenzie. Jimmy Depot. Old School Steve. Leah Hall. Eddie Riley. Pat Fisher. Danny Martin. Eddie Lickers. And Steph Cartone.
Danny Martin.
On the lounge, heard here on Saturday nights.
Yes.
Between 9 to 11. Nevo. Danny Malachi.
Hi, Danny boy. Hi, Steph.
And bring your own prime ribs.
Oh, Malachi, God.
Mike Bracasi, Seth Black, Danny Rosen,
and we don't skimp on the size.
No.
You can pick out how thick of a piece you want.
It's all right. Good.
Yeah.
Kyle, the bus driver. Joe Breezy Hyde. Joe will not be calling in with the weather. So let's just assume that right now.
He's gone with the breeze.
That's right. He rides the wind. Lisa Neville Ambler.
He passes wind through the trees.
Caitlin Hussey, Carrie Whitman, Sandra and Doreen.
Wow, we got through like a quarter of them.
I'm
with
just gonna
one
fly
song,
right
full song.
These. Oh my gosh, 2:38. 4 minutes for like half the list.
Four. We started at 2:32. 6 minutes.
Oh, that's right. I said caller. And that took 2 minutes for me to give caller a shout out. And it's going to take another 15 minutes for Phil Fleming to get his shout out. Dorothy and Brucey Hebert, Bob Samantha and Robert Wynn, Mary Canavan, Jim and the kids on the yellow number 93 bus. Remember, if it's not the yellow 93 bus, it's probably a sick clown driving it. Marcin Kanarzynski, Lisa Marie Kilpatrick, here in the studio, Frankie and Bergamo!
Yes, thank you.
Live studio audience,
Mayor of Medford.
Denise Fioretti, Mamelette.
No Mamelette this Sunday, though.
No.
Because it's Easter, it wouldn't be proper.
Well, unless you painted them like peeps.
I could.
Little duckies.
I could probably give the mamelets today on Good Friday.
But they'd be good ones.
That's right.
So whatever you do, don't screw up the schedule. Don't get your mamelets and papalados on different.
Can't
someone
do that.
Shows up for a mamelette, they get a papalado. They show up for a papalado, they get a mamelette.
Christine already set me straight on that.
Yeah. Oh, Mike Bessler, Frankie Philly, Peg Cornier Crow, Big Jack and Janice, Jet Johnson,
yes,
Cookie, the Cookie Monster, Christina Fantasia.
Play a song for Chet a little while. He texted me earlier.
If it's ZZ Top, maybe?
Oh, you think?
Yeah.
Yeah, ZZ Top. Mm. No, I'm going to play him AA Bottom. They're a rip off of ZZ Top.
They're a cut rate version.
ZZ Top.
Remember when you were kids, you used to get the KTEL records, which didn't have the original singers on them?
Yes, right, yes.
That's AA Bottom.
Well, that's AA Bottom. That's right. That's where I'm going to play them.
Bobby Nicole, Buddy McCall. Bobby, I see a Bob there. You go crazy. Buddy Nicole and Chloe. Bob and Gigi Messina. Irish Eddie, Jen, and Rhiannon. Christina Papalado, Ricky Cummings in the Dirty E.
Yes, Ricky, and we hope your girl is doing well after her shoulder operation. Mm-hmm. We kept missing him, I think, last week. He was trying to call in.
Yep.
That was the call that we missed.
Yep, exactly.
Yeah. Well, but Ricky, we hope your girl's doing well, Ricky.
Good luck, man. Mark Gayhart, who's no longer big. Amy D. Domenico.
Oh, I'm going to have a Domenico steak tonight.
Good Friday.
That's funny. Yeah. I got the number 9 at the D Domenico's around the street from me.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. The classic stuff.
Domenico's.
John Abbas Buckley, Ryan Scurrio, Lad McLean, Bonnie Tiermarsh, Elaine Ivory Allen. Elaine Ivory Allen, Gail Bracken. Russ LeBlanc, Nicole Bisson, Lisa Sweetser, Debbie Delish, Gail Snow, Eddie McKinnon, Rocco Scali. Remember to pick up the bread this weekend. It is Easter. Line up now.
Right.
And if you're up at Fisichelli's up there in Lawrence, the line starts in Methuen. That place is like the most popular bakery.
Kelly's?
No, it's called Fisichelli's.
Fisichelli's?
Yeah. It's like crazy.
I've never heard of
people
it.
People travel to Fisichelli's up there.
It's like Everett, though. The Elm Street Bakery is. There's always a line out around the corner.
Yeah, they're already the South Boston line.
I think it just started now, actually.
Call in with your deli shout outs and bakery shout outs. We'll do that as well. And of course, you have the Bakery Central down here with LaCasha.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
All right, let's see. So, Joanne Riddle, I am DJ Flex, Charlotte Connors, John Pierce, Tammy Flegg, Ramon Lopez, Mike Magnan, Charlie McCarthy, the beautiful Colleen Shea, Amy Giamacco Mokwin, Paul Rizzo, Jennifer Smith, Andrew Brandt, Rebecca Rose Cassily, Sam Bridge, Joanne Riddle. Did I see Joanne Riddle twice? I don't know.
We gotta edit this list.
Yeah. Chris in the 45 bus, not me, with Dante and Joseph, Danelle Santalucha, Bobby Colburn, Kelly Vigna, Sylvia Gray Herman, Boston Jackie, and finishing up is Jennifer Palazzo, and I was trying to beat the second playing of Shout, and it looks like I did it.
All right, good job.
Thank you, Christopher.
All right.
Well, you did fly through that second half of them, though. Ooh. That was nice.
That was good.
Well, he's getting used to it. I think he does it in his sleep now. I don't think he has to even look at the
list.
He has
it halfway memorized, you can tell.
I do. Some of them, Carla was doing them, and I was just saying who the next one was.
And you like mimicking them.
Yeah, it's pretty much...
You know exactly where they are in order and everything. Right?
Yeah, I think we're going to have to screw the order up. Just, you know what it is?
Do it backwards next time.
Here at the...
Ooh, I like that.
What's that?
Do it backwards next time, the name.
Okay.
Well, you know...
Ozalop or Never Angel.
Oh, not now.
Oh.
No.
Oh, I thought you meant read the names backwards.
No, we appreciate it, everybody. Here at the Giddy Up, we do not at all hass-aff anything.
That's right.
We full ass everything.
Yeah. You go home when we ass it.
Yes. Well, thank you so much, sir. And 2:44 in the afternoon now. And we'll be back with a couple stories. We had a couple deaths this past week. And we're going to come back and talk with Frankie and Bergamo about his new ventures, his old and new ventures. And... my buddy here has graced the cover of what magazine was that?
Imagine News.
Imagine News. So, you know, you can imagine Frankie's on the cover. No, he's actually, he really is on the cover. All right. Anyways, let's see. What do we want to do? Why don't we do this for Chester? For Chet, this is a little AA bottom just for you, pal. Okay? Take us out, Chris.
You're listening to 91.5 WMFO on Good Friday in beautiful Medford.
Little LaGrange on Good Friday.
About to check outside the game. You know what I'm talking about. Just let me know if you want to go to that whole mile on the range. They got a lot of nice girls. Well, here it's fine if you got the time and the chance to get yourself in. Now, here it's tight almost every night, but now I might be.
All right, that was a little AA Bottom LaGrange for my stepdad Chet. There you go. He was all up in arms. He said we should do a whole show on ZZ Top, which I don't see that happening. Anyways, oh, maybe. Okay.
No, the show would be three songs and all talking.
What we did forget to do earlier, boys and girls, is spin the wheel of music for Christopher. So
wheel.
Why don't we do that now?
Heavy on the H. Wheel.
Thank you, Frankie, for spinning the wheel week.
Beautiful.
All right. 1985.
Ooh.
Ooh, the year I lost my virginity.
1986, the year you found it.
Well, I've lost it quite a few times.
She got one of those things that you put on your cell phone to find it, the tile.
What?
You see that thing, the tile?
No.
You put on the back of your phone, your keys, and it's almost like a GPS.
Yeah?
Yeah, you should get that for your virginity.
Oh.
So every time you lose it, you can just track it.
I'd be in 10 states.
You'd be all the way in Florida by now.
All right, so we'll be right back with, I don't know. We won't do silly news right away, but we'll be back and talk about what everybody's doing and what's going on. And, you know, a PSA in a little bit. And we'll talk to Mr. Imbrogamo on his ventures and what he's been doing. Okay? All Chris, right. Take us out once again, please.
You are listening to 91.5 WMFO. This is the Giddy Up.
You ain't kidding.
Beautiful Medford, Massachusetts.
Be right back, boys and girls.
All right.
And whoever.
I'm Joe Perry.
And Steven Tyler from Aerosmith, here for RAD, recording artists, actors, and athletes against drunk driving. Yeah, you know we love it when the music does the talking.
And you know, the music stops when someone gets killed.
So never, 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 never let someone you know get behind the wheel if they've been drinking. So keep it real, keep it real. Friends, don't let friends drive drunk.
A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
All right, that was your Aerosmith PSA because they don't drink and drive.
Yeah.
2:59 in the afternoon. Welcome back to the Giddy Up, boys and girls. And I'm joined by, of course, the famous, infamous Frankie Imbrogamo and the funny man, Christopher Ridgway.
Salute.
All right.
All right. It is that time now for the new segment that I created, a month and a half ago or so, the threesome at three. So this week, the threesome is going to be... I don't have a wheel to spin, so I usually just discuss it with the funny man. And we haven't done Pearl Jam yet, you know? We've done Zeppelin, Aerosmith, you know. It goes on and on and on. Journey, who else? I mean...
Did you do a heart one?
Queen. I think I did
Queen
a heart one, yeah.
Queen, yeah.
All right, so this week it's going to be Pearl Jam. So we're going to do a threesome, and then we're going to come back. We're going to talk to Mr. Imbrogamo. We're going to talk about, the sad news, a little bit of sad news, a couple people passed. And then we're going to get